Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Tim Berry back on the show. Tim is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 12th anniversary show. I think we've already had, our 14th anniversary show. And if we haven't, maybe this should be it, because he's our good friend. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software and the makers of Business Plan Pro. He's written so many books, including the 21st Century Business Planning book, The Plan As You Go Business Plan. He's our good friend, Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. And about the anniversary, 12-14th, I have a proposal that anniversaries are good things. You can have multiple times, right? Once a year?
So I agree.
What the heck?
I agree. No, 14 years. Last month, January,
yeah,
was the anniversary. I think you weren't here last month. I think the last time you were here was
in December. Our anniversary, I think, was in January. You started
it was
in November,
the 19th.
Right?
It was the 19th.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, January 29th. So we just passed it. So this is your 14th anniversary show, Tim. Thank you for 14 great years. We appreciate it very much. Hey, Tim, one of the things that you and I have talked about in the past over the years is something that I think is very powerful. It's an eye-opening, an awakening conversation to have with small business owners. And that's about some of the myths that are out there. There are two kinds of myths. They're the myths that are sort of like the urban legend myths, and then there are the myths that are the ones we tell ourselves. What do you think?
I think that when we're talking about small business, there are some myths that it's not that we tell ourselves, or at least let's start with myths that too many experts tell too many newbies, mm-hmm, and end up giving them bad advice. Okay? That's kind of a dangerous myth in small business, and I can suggest one as an example.
Okay.
And this will be controversial. As a matter of fact, you may not like it. Some of our audience may not like it, but I submit that there's a huge myth around the idea that passion and persistence is what makes a startup business or a small business run and makes it successful.
What's the myth in that then?
Yeah, see, that's where a lot of people say, wait, everybody knows that's true, right? Well, I say no. It's not really true. What makes the small business successful is thinking about the other person in the transaction, mm-hmm, understanding that you have to do something for other people that they want to pay money for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to refocus the passion myth, if you will, that passion can be very valuable if it's focused around something that ought to exist, that makes the world better, that people want to buy.
Well, the thing that you're talking about,
just passion. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the things you're talking about now, to me, is how, in order to have this conversation, I think you have to differentiate between tangible and intangible. When you talk to a football coach, they'll talk to you about tangibles and intangible. Tangibles are blocking and tackling, X's and O's. You go here and they'll go there. Blah blah blah. Those are tangibles. That's product price. Your strategy, as you said, making sure you've got something for customers. Then there are the intangibles, and you and I both know that sometimes a good product, a good strategy, however you want to describe it, needs a little extra time, a little more time than you thought it was going to need, and the only reason why you made it with that product or that strategy was because you were persistent.
Absolutely, and there I agree, and it's a fine point that why I bring it up is I sit in forums sometimes, or I'm reading the blogs, or I'm in Twitter, and I'm hearing people say that they're telling people that, oh, you will succeed if you just try hard enough.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
I think they're missing something
that's not
and
true.
I think it's kind of a dangerous thought.
Here's the thing, it's not either or, it's both and.
Yes, exactly.
If you're starting bootstrapping,
it's a necessary but not sufficient condition. You're not going to succeed without caring and without persisting and without working.
Right.
But you can care and have passion and persist and run your head against the brick wall over and over again for the rest of your life if it isn't all based on something that gives value to other people.
Absolutely. Hold on to that thought, Tim. We'll come quick break. More myths with Tim Berry after...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.